While the bill's opponents say it would place an undue burden on educators while leaving families off the hook when it comes to student success, Strayhorn says that someone needs to take up the slack.
It's really about time that something was done to sort of tighten up the teacher's approach to the different types of students that we're finding in our classrooms today, instead of, you know, using the same old cliches, well, the parents don't care, and how can we get the parents more involved? We are the educators. We should be doing the research to find out what we need to do in order to teach and educate the kids that we get, regardless of who they are and what their limitations are.
She said that to expect some families to step up their involvement is wishful thinking.
Now, I'm not saying that we don't need support in doing that from the school system, but I don't think that we can just automatically depend on the community or the parents. They've shown that in a lot of cases they are not capable or willing to work with the school districts and the teachers.
Those who oppose the bill also think it will repel new teachers from looking for work in Florida. Strayhorn said that this was also a concern of hers, but one she feels could be remedied.
That's my biggest concern, and as far as the bill is concerned, because it would, I think in 2014, it would definitely impact new teachers coming into the state. However, I think that there should already be support systems in place for new teachers coming into the state.
Our website, wmnf.org/news, has full coverage of Senate Bill 6. For WMNF News, I'm Kate Bradshaw.